morning and welcome to MTSU on the Record. I'm Jenna Logue, and we're coming to you from the campus of Middle Tennessee State University in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and the studios of WMOT-FM. MTSU and Nashville State Community College will sign an agreement on Wednesday, July 29th, to create a dual admission program that will make it easier for interested community college students to transfer to a four-year institution, namely this one, and get a bachelor's degree. And to discuss this relationship, our guest today is Michelle Blackwell, who is Director of Student Transfer Services at MTSU. Thanks for being with us today, Michelle.
Thank you.
My father did a great deal of the research that led to the creation of the community college system in this state, and he earned his master's degree at MTSU on the GI Bill. He's no longer with us, but I think he would be very, very pleased to see this kind of relationship transpire were he here today.
Well, that's excellent. That's neat to know that your father was a part of all that, and you're still a part of the system and working here, too.
That's right. Absolutely. Since MTSU and NSCC are both Tennessee Board of Regents schools, I think folks might be a little bit confused initially because a lot of people are under the impression that if you're at a TBR institution, that credits from one TBR institution can just transfer right away to any other TBR institution. So how does this relationship facilitate that process?
You are correct about the TBR institutions and that the credits do transfer from one TBR to another. The key part of this dual admissions is that the students who are at the community college, they state an intent to get a bachelor's. And so working together with the community college, we will help those students in the advising process, which is one of the key components, to gear their curriculum towards their major.
Okay. What criteria do the NSCC students have to meet?
They mainly have to be admitted to Nashville State and tell the advisors there that they wish to get a bachelor's. Then if they have 20, like if they're a current student or a transfer student into Nashville State, they must have 29 or less credit hours with a 2.0 GPA to be admitted.
And does this apply across all disciplines?
Pretty much all disciplines. The only one that's not a part of this, but we are more than willing to work with the students, are the ones pursuing what's called an applied associate's.
Now, what is an applied associate's degree? Maybe you ought to explain that term.
It's geared towards students who are on the technical path, learning technical types of things for graduating with their associates and starting work immediately, where the students who do an AA, AS, or AST are geared towards students going to the university for a four-year degree.
Suppose the student meets all of the intellectual, academic, bureaucratic criteria, but is coming up short on the funding side. How does MTSU help facilitate that?
We will also help them with contacts at our financial aid office. We already have checklists for transfer students on how to do financial aid. We already have scholarships geared towards the TBR schools, so there are lots of different opportunities to help them with the finances.
Suppose the student at NSCC is coming up a little bit short on the academic side. Can that student take developmental courses here to help them get up to speed and then begin taking courses that count for credit in the cumulative GPA?
We do not specifically at MTSU offer developmental courses. They will typically do that at the community college first. Mm-hmm. That usually is the first classes that they take if they need developmental. So by the time they hit 29 credits and finish their associates, they will have all of that out of the way. And the students who are in the dual admissions program will complete an associates and then transfer to MTSU.
Do you anticipate signing similar agreements with other community colleges under the TBR umbrella?
Absolutely. We hope to sign with both Motlow, Columbia State, and Ball State. And we have been in conversations with them.
Is there a particular timeline for this, target dates, or just it happens when it happens?
It happens when it happens. We hope sooner rather than later.
Okay. Will this benefit students interested in certain disciplines more than others necessarily?
I think so, because we'll have that cooperative advising and a student can see their full degree plan. Like usually at the community college, when they know they're going to have a bachelor's, they follow a university parallel, but they concentrate on what they have at the community college. And if we can show them how it'll come over to MTSU, what they're going to be taking when they come to MTSU, then the student can see the end result when they're starting out, which I think sometimes is a crucial thing because you want to know, I'm going from here to there and in between, but once I get there, what will it be? And I think by us cooperating with the advising with Nashville State, that is going to help the students see the end result ahead of time.
There's no use in seeing the light at the end of the tunnel if the light doesn't illuminate something at
exactly.
the end of the tunnel. With regard to community colleges, what about the emotional transition? Suppose someone's never been to a campus any larger than a community college before, and a transition to a campus of MTSU's size, both its geographic size and its enrollment size, 23,000 students plus, at its peak, can be a bit overwhelming for some folks. How can MTSU ease that transition and make them feel less like a fish out of water?
Well, we're currently doing that already in a couple of different ways. And with the dual admissions, I think having a MTSU staff member advising them, they can help reassure them that it's really small in a lot of ways. And then we also offer what's called a University 2020 class. And it's basically a transition class. It's 1 hour, 1 credit per semester for transfer students only to help orient them to the campus. So we've been offering that for 3 years, mm-hmm. I think.
And 2020 is for transfer students, whereas 1010 is for incoming freshmen right out of high school.
Correct.
Okay. Do you anticipate getting mostly young adults, older adults in their 40s and 50s attempting to make a career transition, or do you expect it to run the gamut demographically?
I expect it to run the gamut. We currently run the gamut with our transfer students.
Is there like a median age or an average age? If you don't have the statistic right off the top of your head, that's okay.
I want to say that the average or median age at Nashville State is 26, but don't quote me on it.
Okay. But as far as the transfer students who come to MTSU are concerned, are they mostly young adults or older adults?
It really is a combination. I think this year, probably because of the economy, just in talking to transfer students, it seems like we're having more and more older adults.
Is this relationship sort of an attempt to capitalize on the down market economy in the sense that more people are coming to realize that a college education, a 4-year education, is or could be a ticket to better jobs and higher wages?
I think so, partially, but also we want to have really good relationships with the community colleges. We want the students to understand what they need when they come to the 4-year university and help with that transition. And I think this dual admissions program will just make it so much easier for the students. And that's our goal because, MTSU is very student-centered. So,
Had community colleges previously been viewed as a feeder system or a farm system for the 4-year institutions, or had they been seen as sort of an end in themselves?
For students, I think they see them both ways. For us, we do have feeder schools, and the 4 we've talked about are our main feeder schools where we get the majority of our transfer students from.
Mm-hmm. So it just depends upon the particular student's own individual priorities.
Correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. Could you address the intellectual and academic caliber of students coming out of community colleges into a 4-year institution?
Oh, you would be amazed. We have some really great students coming from the community colleges. We've had students who've participated in the McNair program who've gone on, done really well. When I talk to the director of the McNair program, he's always looking for community college students because they're really good with research. They're real assertive. He likes them a lot. So they come in with varying degrees of interest and academic level, and we're very excited to have them.
Mm-hmm. This particular type of agreement, is it the first of its kind in the state of Tennessee?
I think TSU has signed a similar one, but not exactly. Theirs is designated towards specific programs, but ours is across the board. So we've not said just specific programs. We've said all the majors that students can be advised and come and participate in the dual admissions.
Are there rubrics for this type of agreement in other states or other university systems that you've looked at and said, well, we'd like to model some aspects of this?
We did look at other universities across the country, and there are several who have done dual admissions for a very long time. One of the ones that I've looked at closely that we ended up patterning a lot of is Eastern Connecticut University, and the state of Connecticut in April just signed a statewide agreement to do dual admissions for their whole state. And so we really patterned it after that, and Eastern Connecticut has been very generous and helped answer a lot of my questions to establish and hopefully not have to go through the process of, you know, learning so many and making mistakes that we could get a lot of the mistakes done ahead of time. So they've been very generous in helping me learn about dual admissions. They've been doing it for 10 years, so they have it down pretty well.
Now, what do you have to do in this relationship? What is your key role as you see it?
Well, I will be the starting point for the students, and we'll be starting out doing the advising. We're working on creating a website and an application, admissions, enrollment services. Everybody on the campus has been working to sort of coordinate it so that whenever the student participates in the program, there's a seamless transition.
How do you facilitate this bureaucratically in other ways? Are there ways in which you have to match up whatever 3-hour or 4-hour credit courses people take at the community colleges with 3-hour and 4-hour credit courses here? Because sometimes, I'm not just with regard to academic standards, but with regard to direction, sometimes it's not as easy as mix and match. Sometimes it doesn't just quite mesh.
That's true, and that's one of the reasons the advising component is so important. We do have the admissions office maintains a really extensive, what we call transfer equivalency chart on the MTSU website that helps students when they go out there, and it really has schools from all over the U.S. So that's an easy way to sort of look and see the transitions of the courses. But we've also, since these students will be admitted to MTSU from the beginning, we'll be able to work with them and do what's called a degree audit, so it can plug in the courses they've taken to a particular major and see what else they need in the end result. And so we can do that with the students when they say, well, what if I want to major in business? And then they change their mind and say, what if I want to major in history? So we can actually take their courses that they're in, plug it into our system, because they'll be a MTSU admitted student, and show them how and what they need to take in order to complete that major.
So will they be spending most of their advising time with you more so necessarily than the person in their particular major, or will they probably split it up 50-50?
They'll start out at the community college with a community college advisor and me, and then when they come over to MTSU, they'll go to their college advisors.
Okay. It's pretty much certainty that community colleges are getting more and more admissions these days. Talk a little bit about that and whether or not this type of an agreement is really helping deal with an overflow load of entries at the community college level, that people who want to go on can just be funneled through the pipeline, if you will, through a 4-year institution to make room for more people who want to get in at the community college level.
That is really our hope, to precipitate adding that funnel and making it easier and smoother for all of the students, so that those numbers can just smoothly come through and help both the community colleges and MTSU.
With regard to the number of students you hope to attract, will there be a ceiling or a cap on the number of students you can attract, or the university can attract, through this relationship, or will any and all numbers be acceptable?
I think that we hope to increase the numbers of transfers coming from the community colleges, and to also smooth the transition so that the students feel more at ease when they're coming to MTSU, so we hope to increase the numbers.
Mm-hmm. Transferring from schools that are already on the semester system has got to be easier, especially in this case, because all of the TBR schools are on the semester system, than it is in accepting quarter hours from a transfer student, because I know that I have had some of my quarter hours transferred from another school, and you lose fractions of a quarter hour credit.
This is true. There's a formula.
Uh-huh. Yes. And there is a mathematical formula. I think the computer takes care of most of it these days, but it is a royal pain for both the student and the university mm-hmm. personnel to have to go through all that. But with this arrangement, since everybody's already on the semester system, you don't have to worry about that.
Don't have to worry about that. And also the general ed, I don't know if you know that, but the TBR system across the board had an agreement, I think it's 4 years ago, 5 years ago, that the gen ed numbers, they have the same numbering system throughout the system. So English 1010 is English 1010 here.
How many folks do you have available to help the students through this process in terms of staff?
Well, I have two staff members in my office that will be working with them, and then there will be two staff members at each of the community colleges. So there'll be designated staff members, and then admissions has also a designated person to work with the dual admissions. Mm-hmm. And then as the numbers increase, which we hope it will, then we'll have to get some more staff to work with them, but that'll be a good thing.
Yeah. It sort of begs the question, why didn't somebody think of this before?
I'm not really sure. There's always been what most people call articulation agreements, and that's where you write up an agreement for if a student wants to major in this, then they do these courses at the community colleges, and they'll come straight over, and they'll do these courses at the four-year. But it's an agreement, and unless it's promoted well, unless the students are aware of it, it can sort of get lost. And so with the dual admissions, it leaves it open because, you know, first-year students tend to change their mind on their majors sometimes, and so when you have that locked-in agreement, that makes it harder, and that's the reason the advising component is so important for this whole dual admission, so that when a student says, I'm a history major in the beginning, and they change their mind, you can help them just like you would normally as a student with the four-year university if they've started as a freshman.
Would these students be just as eligible as any other students for student housing, student meal cards, and any and all other services that would be available to any other student?
You mean while they're at the community college?
No, after they transfer to MTSU.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. We also are offering these students as dual admission students the ability before they transfer in their last semester at the community college to register when our current students register. So that gives them a slight priority as far as registration is concerned.
That's an important thing for
them
to know.
It is an important thing.
the long lines at Cope Administration Building come fall semester should tell everyone that the earlier you take care of the paperwork or the computer work, as the case may be, the less hassle you'll have to go through when you get here.
Mm-hmm.
But some people inevitably don't get that message every year.
I don't know why. If you can answer that question, then I'll go take care of it.
I suppose it is possible with the community colleges being some of them farther out than Nashville, if other agreements are signed with other community colleges in the future, that they will want to look at housing either on campus or in the Murfreesboro market.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have to take that into consideration when they're doing the factoring on how much all this is going to cost them.
Of course.
And what about family considerations as well? Would someone choose to commute, say, if they had been going to Nashville State, or would they probably just keep their home in Nashville, come right down I-24?
We have a lot of students who commute to MTSU now from Tullahoma, from Nashville. I have some students from Hendersonville. We really have a lot of commuter students who come once they've completed at the community colleges, and they just commute.
How about night courses for people who work and would like to keep their jobs and live in the Nashville area and would work in the daytime and would rather come to course to mm-hmm. come to class at night?
We do offer night courses. Each discipline is different as the amount of night courses they offer, and then there's also online courses. There's a new psychology online degree that's coming out. I think the Continuing Education Distance Learning College has been working on that, and psychology has been working on that.
Is that a bachelor's or a graduate?
It's a bachelor's, so mm-hmm. there's lots of new things that MTSU is trying to do to make it easier for commuting and working students and community college students transferring in.
Since they might not want to leave the Nashville area for the sake of their family or the sake of their job or whatever, is this a program that is going to be restricted to students who are full-time? In other words, they have to take the full-time load in order to be considered full-time, or can they just go part-time?
They can go part-time. We're not restricting it whatsoever as full-time versus part-time.
That is probably going to come as a great relief to adult learners,
mm-hmm.
especially who've already have a job or have a family, have their priorities, because talk a little bit, if you would, since a lot of transfer students are adult learners, they are not the standard 18 to 24-year-old fresh out of high school college student. Talk a little bit about adult learners and their role here at MTSU, because a great many of them come out of community colleges.
You are correct, and the adult learners do have different needs than the 18 to 24-year-olds. That's a reason having online classes and night classes and even early morning classes. We have early morning classes here at MTSU for adult learners, and we also have a lot of different resources. The off-campus student services office has a whole adult student services office. My office works with adult students all the time to help them sort of navigate the university, because a lot of times there's just so much information that they really need a person to sort of talk to say, here's where you should go for this, because it's so much information at one time that dealing with your day-to-day life, working and family, that sometimes you just need that extra hand. So my office and off-campus student services both serve those students and pretty much all the others. Admissions is really good at working with them.
How about online courses? Do online courses fit under this rubric as well, into this pursuit of a four-year degree if you're transferring from Nashville State to here?
Mm-hmm. Both the community colleges and MTSU offer online courses, both on the campus and through the Regents Online Degree Program. And so there are opportunities for students, if they're having difficulty with a particular time, to look in other avenues. A lot of it's the general education courses, but it just depends on the major how much is online.
So both MTSU online courses and RODP courses fit into this rubric for the transfer students Nashville State. What sorts of courses are offered at Nashville State right now in which people can get their associate's degrees? Do you know that they can get an Associate of Arts, they can get an Associate of
Science and Teaching.
Yeah. And they can also get an Associate of Science, period.
Mm-hmm. And those are all what we call university parallel. And so students who are pursuing those degrees know that they want to go on to a four-year university. And so they offer it in all different areas. A student can change pretty much any major, complete all the gen ed, and then some extra courses towards the major, and then transfer over to MTSU.
So it looks like, especially with the Associate of Science in Teaching degree, that the College of Education should be getting a great many of these students.
Yeah, that has actually been out for a while. The TBR system made the effort to, as you can see, have the transition easy and have the curriculum pretty much across the board even with the TBR schools. And so it's made a huge difference for students transferring into education.
Is news of this making the rounds at Nashville State? Are the administrators already plugging it to the students?
Yes, they are. They actually have already got it in their catalog, and they were already had a student who read the catalog and came in and asked about it. So we're really, really very excited, and so are they.
Well, it looks like that it's going to become sort of a paradigm. I don't know of any other institutions in the state of Tennessee that have this type of arrangement. Do you?
Not yet, but I do believe that the others are working on it.
Okay, so it's a work in progress then. Did you take any courses from a community college yourself ever?
I did not.
Okay, so you've never had that particular experience.
I have not.
Did you have any transfer credits when you went to college?
I did a couple of correspondence courses in my freshman year that it transferred in.
Yeah.
But I stayed within the same system whenever I took the correspondence course, which made it easier.
Yeah.
Way back when.
It is kind of, I don't want to use the word disruption, but it is a transition. It's not only a transfer of credits, it's a whole life transition that these people are being asked to make. And it's a very serious life decision that they're attempting to take into their hands here, because they are, without disparaging the community courses in any way whatsoever, they really are taking a step up when they go for the four-year degree. And I think even the community college academics would say so.
That's the reason we think this program is so good, because it's a proactive approach instead of a reactive approach. Where normally the transfer student finishes the community college and then they contact the four-year university and start working with the staff and faculty, et cetera, where now we're going to be going to them and saying, we acknowledge you want a four-year bachelor's degree and we're here to help you.
Okay. Is this program aimed in any way, in addition to being student-centered and helping facilitate the process of helping more people get a four-year degree. Is it in any way aimed at increasing MTSU overall enrollment growth, or would that just be a side circumstance?
Well, you know, you always want to increase the numbers, so it would be a great thing if we did improve the growth with the transfer students, but it's really geared towards making the transition much easier for the students, and it'll be a great thing if the numbers increase, and we hope that it will, and we think that it will, but we'll have to wait and see.
Was there anything in particular about Nashville State that made MTSU start with Nashville State as opposed to any other community college as the jumping off point for this type of relationship, which may be copied at other community colleges in due course?
Well, Nashville State was actually interested in it up front. The other agreement that's out there that we talked about earlier with TSU is also with Nashville State, so they indicated a great interest in it. They're close to us, so it was easy to set up.
So they approached MTSU first instead of the other way around?
I don't really remember which way. There was lots of emails going around discussing it. So exactly who approached who first, I don't know that I remember that exactly. but they have had a keen interest in it. Nashville State has. They've been great to work with. And I'm looking forward to working with them even more.
You've been in your current job as Director of Student Transfer Services for how long now?
2 years, so I'm still a newbie.
What do you like most about the job that you do? Because the amount of work you're going to do now as a result of this relationship is going to increase exponentially.
It is, and I like working with the students the most. It's always interesting. Your day is never the same. Their goals are really wonderful to hear, and helping them achieve those goals is a lot of fun and makes you feel good that they're getting to those goals. And yeah, working with the students is probably the best part of it.
I bet you encounter more than a few students, both 18 to 21 and adult students, who find the whole transfer process, credit hour process, having to take certain kinds of courses in order to fulfill the requirements for a degree track, versus the whole general education requirement courses, all of that, the bureaucratic paradigm, that template can be really, really confusing. And that's part of what you're there for, to help them navigate their way through that whole minefield.
Exactly. A lot of times there's so many policies and procedures when it comes to transferring and what they have to graduate that it can be a little overwhelming. So you're right. That's what we're there for, to say, okay, this is your situation. Here's how it works, and here's the policies you'll have to follow. And to me, that makes it easier for them when they have that information.
I think that's the thing that a lot of people don't understand about college sometimes, especially people who have never been to college, is that not only do you have to have the book smarts, the intellectual wherewithal to make good grades in the courses, you have to be able to adapt to a whole new environment, plus you have to be able to navigate the university bureaucracy, plus you have to be able to find your way just geographically around town from here to there.
And making new friends, there's so much new that it can be overwhelming. You're correct.
The socialization process is something that a lot of students tend to concentrate on more than anything else, not because they're lazy, just because it makes them feel better to be around people, you know. And then the rest of it is sort of, oh, I have to do that, you know.
Yep. Well, and one of the things that's really new for the non-traditional students is that the computer systems. So much of universities have gone to complete computerization that even though they may be using computers out in the working world, the way we utilize computers at a university world is quite different than when you're in the working world. So that's a difficult thing sometimes for them to navigate.
And a lot of the adult learners just learned about computers on the job. Of course, they didn't have them when they were going to high school and college, so they learned about computers as part of their work environment while they were, you know, doing, because they had to. It was, you know, sink or swim, whereas the young people who've been working with computers in high school just come in and, you know, like that. They know how to navigate their way around that instrument.
That's correct.
And that's part of what you help them with, too. Mm-hmm. Where will the signing take place?
It'll be at Nashville State.
Okay. And that's on the 29th, which July the 29th, which is Wednesday. Do we know what time? Not yet. That's
yes,
okay.
But I don't remember.
Oh, that's okay.
It's on my calendar.
Okay. Well, we'll be looking forward to welcoming those students who arrive here from Nashville State when they start flowing in. And when will the agreement take place? Will it begin this academic year or next academic year?
It begins this fall.
This fall. Okay. You're going to have to hit the ground running.
Yes, ma'am.
So we'll let you go so you can do that.
All right. Thank you.
Michelle Blackwell is Director of Student Transfer Services at MTSU. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
This is MTSU on the Record. I'm Jenna Logue. Please join us again at this same time next Sunday. Don't forget, you can check out the podcast at your leisure at mtsunews.com, and we're also available on iTunes.